there's the like little pro tip life hacks on the internet that you look at and you go, oh man, that's cool. I really have been doing that wrong. But then there's like another whole side of the internet that is basically just them saying, you're all doing this wrong. And it's just a bunch of like grumpy pants people saying, do things my way because this is the best way. And if you're not doing it this way, you're doing it wrong.
Right. We just like to look smarter than everybody else.
Right. So those are less fun to look at. When I found some of those feeds, I was like, all right, that's enough of that.
Welcome to Real FM Rewind,
the side,
where we hit the rewind button to catch up and pause to go a little deeper. Here's Anson, Kara, and Zoe.
What's up, friend? Welcome back to Real FM Rewind. My name is Kara, hanging out with good friends Anson and Zoe in the studio today. Hope you're having an awesome day, and thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're going to jump right in. It's Zoe's turn this week for On Repeat.
Yes, and the song I have on repeat is Not the 1975 by Knox.
She said, I like your confidence, but you're not the 1975.
And this is a fun rabbit hole. Are you ready to come down the rabbit hole with me? Because this is an example of how my brain works.
Ready? I kind of want to ask you a question before you even start.
Uh-oh, it might be related to my rabbit hole.
If it derails your rabbit hole, you can say, I'll answer that question in the course of my rabbit hole.
In the course of the journey.
Were you familiar with the 1975 before this song?
That is part of the rabbit hole.
Okay, carry on.
So I heard this song on Real FM. I'm like, ooh, this is catchy. This is fun.
Yeah.
And fun factoid about me is I love old music, like, you know, music from, let's say, 1975, like the 70s. And so my vague interpretation of the song during this time had been, this is about the 1970s.
Yeah.
I didn't really like pay that much attention to the lyrics. Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's not like the 1975s or whatever, like. Just do.
Makes sense.
And then I'm like, oh, I got to talk about a song. Let's talk about this one that's been on my mind. And I start researching and I'm like, this is not about the 1970s.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's not what it's about. So first of all, the author of the song is Knox. And I'm like, who is Knox? Because when you Google Knox, you get many things off of Google. Mm. So Knox is Knox Morris. That's his name. And he's actually become very popular. But the next question is, of course, who is the 1975?
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, that's who Knox is.
I don't know
is,
this.
But who's the 1975? Or what is the 1975? Because in reading the lyrics, he talks about, like, the whole song is him kind of bragging a little bit. That's kind of what the lyrics are about. Because it's like a story of him. And there's this girl and she's like, you're not the 1975. And he's like, yes, I am. I'm better than that. Basically, to summarize the song, right? And then that makes you wonder, well, what is the 1975? If he's being compared to this year, like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out 1975 is a band.
Okay.
That's what that is referencing.
I did not know this.
I didn't know this either. So
good to know.
The 1975 is an English pop band formed in not 1975, like I thought.
Oh, funny.
This band was formed in 2002.
Oh, okay.
The 1975.
I'm wondering if we played a hit or two from this band, if you would recognize it.
I probably would.
I'm not sure if Zoe would or not. It might be like a little before your time,
maybe,
but
maybe
I'm not
my
sure.
Time.
Be interesting,
maybe.
At least there's the two songs he references, like in this song.
Right, you're right, and I didn't know either of those, so you could have a point there. But so they're an English pop rock band formed in Winslow, Cheshire.
And
I don't know what their accent would have been. The band consists of Matt Healy.
Okay.
Matt Healy used to date Taylor Swift. And I don't really know anything.
It's all coming together.
It's all coming rabbit hole, you can see. So, like, I don't know anything.
Should have known the rabbit hole in Taylor Swift.
I don't know much about Taylor Swift. I do not know much, but I did know for some reason through public consciousness that she once dated a man named Matt Healy. And so when I saw that, I was like, I recognize that's a person.
That is connected to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's all I know about him. But Matt Healy, Adam Han, Ross McDonald, and George Daniel, which George Daniel sounds like a Beatles name.
Yeah, kind of.
But they're all British. So the Very name nice. Of the band was inspired by a page of scribblings found in Healy's copy of On the Road, which was dated June 1st, 1975. So that's where they got their name from, right? And that the 1975 is where obviously Knox got the song, right?
Very
so
nice.
All these things are connecting. You see the rabbit hole coming together. And this is just something I thought was kind of funny about Knox. So while visiting Los Angeles in 2022, so 20 years after the 1975 was formed.
Yeah.
Wow, crazy. 26-year-old pop artist Knox was telling a friend that he had recently scored a major label deal with Atlantic Records. Like, oh, cool, I did it. Woohoo, right?
Yeah.
And the friend goes, that's cool, but you'll never be Matt Healy.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
So
that's now you know the rest of the story, right?
So, with Zoe.
So I like this about Knox, though, because instead of dwelling on the snide comparison, he remembers thinking this could be fun. And so him making this song is more, it's less about a weird braggy kind of thing.
Oh,
it's actually meant to be like a jokey, uplifting, funny inside joke kind of thing. And I was like, oh, I can feel better now about this song. Because at first I was like, man, this feels kind of arrogant. Like,
this guy's full
of himself. He's full of himself. But no, he's actually kind of, you know, embracing the joke and being really fun and lighthearted about it.
Making fun of himself a little bit.
And he is described as witty and cheeky.
Oh, cheeky.
Cheeky. I
oh,
thought
cheeky.
You would like to know that Knox is witty and cheeky. And that is not the 1975. It is not from the 1970s. The band isn't from the 1970s.
Has
it's
got nothing, nothing to do with the 70s.
With the 1970s. But it is witty and cheeky.
The end.
The end.
That was a good story.
We interrupt this program to bring you a pause.
All right, it is my turn for On Pause this week. I can't guarantee it's going to be as exciting as that rabbit hole that we just went down, but I'm going to give it my best shot. So this week on the internet, I learned something. I learned that I've been doing something wrong my whole life.
No, dear.
The internet will tell you that.
I was just going to say, the internet loves to tell us this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the thing I learned. I've been burning candles wrong my whole life, apparently, because... You know, when you get a big wide candle and you're like, yay, I want my house to smell good. And you light it.
Yeah.
And you let it burn for like 30 minutes. And then you're like, we got to go to bed now. And you put it out.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Apparently, you're supposed to burn a candle for a long time. The first time you burn it, you're supposed to burn it until there's an even layer of wax along the top. All burned.
Melted wax.
Melted wax.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you... don't, and you just have that center ring in the middle, then forever after, it's only going to burn down through that center ring.
I see now.
So you see. And so you will like lose.
So you're wanting even distribution of candle meltage.
Yes. So you have to do it that first time the right way, or it will, I guess, not burn evenly. So... the internet's mind is blown. Everyone's like, wow, they should teach this in schools.
they should teach taxes in schools.
I know. Well, there's that.
Is that what you've been doing wrong your entire life?
They're coming for me.
Zoe's like, and the IRS is knocking at my door.
And we're in trouble.
Kara's just worried about her candle over there.
I mean, I just only have to worry about candles.
That's fair.
Right?
So that is my next question. What is something that you've recently discovered, maybe, you've been doing wrong your entire life, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, okay, I had no idea. Or I have another direction we could take this, that the internet loves to take this, but first we'll start with that. Do you guys have anything that comes to mind?
Well, I first just want to point out on the candle thing that, you know, thinking they should be taught in schools, you could just put a disclaimer
candle. Yeah, but
this
would
we
read it?
This is
the thing.
Well,
help us out a little bit, people.
That's fair.
I don't know, but that's just
fair.
A really helpful pro tip.
I know,
that
isn't
is really,
it?
Really
I
useful.
I burn a lot of candles,
yeah,
and
same.
I've never known this.
I forget to blow them out.
I
that's
know,
my
I remember
problem.
That.
Yeah. So you'd asked if there's something that we've been doing wrong.
Yes.
And I can't think of a personal example in this moment, but there is something that for some reason my brain does conjure up.
Okay.
And it's, you know how when you have a can of soda and you've got the thing that you use to open it, you pop it.
The tab.
And, So you know how there's that weird hole, like there's two holes or the big one, right?
Right.
Well, apparently if you turn that after you've opened the can, you can stick a straw through it and it holds the straw. Like I've seen this on the internet.
Okay.
And I just think about that every time.
Every time
I
you see have a can of soda. A can,
I think of that. Like, was this actually designed to put a straw in there? I don't know.
See,
you can't
those,
trust the internet.
Yeah, some of those internet, like, you've been doing this wrong your whole life things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really?
Really?
Is that, was
really
it? Yeah. Is that what it's for?
Like, I've seen a very similar thing with cooking pots.
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
Yes. You're supposed to stick, like, the wooden spoon. Through in, like the slot or the hole in the handle.
Uh-huh.
To like, instead, so you don't have to put it on, you know, the counter and get your counter messy or something. Yeah.
Well, they've made these really handy things these days that you
Both
can,
spoon
you know,
rest.
Spoon
yeah.
rest. You put that yeah. on the counter.
Sure,
yeah.
But we're just solving a problem that apparently has already been solved.
Except not all
by
pans
just sticking it through
come with
the pan
hole
handle.
In the yeah. pans.
So. I don't even know what y'all are talking about. The handle?
Yeah. yeah. And the handle usually near the end, there's a hole in it. My understanding is that's there so that you can hang the pot from a rack.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
Right.
But
like if you want to hang
yeah.
the pot from a rack, like above, you know, people hang it above like their island
There's
or
a picture
in a cabinet somewhere.
Yeah, I need a visual
like
here. I'm struggling.
I'm like 99% sure that's for hanging
oh,
a pot.
Yeah. I'm with Anson on this 1000%. Yeah.
And someone, see, and this is the problem I have with the internet. Yeah. Like someone like looks at the hole in the handle and is like,
this is
oh,
what this is for.
That's for this. And all of the rest of you are idiots because nobody thought
well,
of this until me.
Your spaghetti sauce like, is going to dribble, dribble, dribble.
Well, yeah. Spoon, the bottom of the spoon is going to slip out from, like, it's not going to stay there. And yeah. so then you're going to get your floor all
but
messy.
I think my hunch is that the tab on the soda is like the same kind of thing.
Yeah. That's
at one
true.
Point, someone was like, oh, I can do this right. Because my straw falls out of my soda
know,
all the time.
Well, that.
Number one, yeah. I never use
you,
a straw with a can
straw
of soda.
Either, yeah.
Number two, if I stick it in there, unless I turn it upside down yeah. and spill all the soda
going
out, it's
anywhere.
Not going anywhere. Like
exactly.
it doesn't need to be secured.
That is a good point.
So
yeah,
yeah.
fair.
Like, you know, are there some things that we're doing wrong? Almost
possibly.
Certainly.
Yes.
But are we doing as many things wrong as the internet wants us to think?
Well, that's, yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. Is like with the candle thing, yep. is it that you're doing it quote unquote wrong or is it inefficient? Right?
That's
because
a
you're,
good question.
You're wasting wax, which is, you know, if you want as much bang for your buck as possible,
right?
Because right? you're going to have all that. Like my yep. problem with candles, you know, if I'll have a bunch of wax that I can't use and it's yep. like, well, now what do I do with this? Right? And it's yep. kind of sad. But now I know the method. To having
yeah.
better candle burning.
See,
you know,
now
so
you know.
It's like
if
a
you want
pro
that.
Tip.
That,
yeah,
that does
that,
seem
yeah.
like a little more genuinely useful.
Yeah,
than
genuinely
like
useful.
Holding
than like,
your straw. In
I agree.
A soda
right. Well, that was just what I think of whenever I see a can.
No, I mean, I've seen that one before. It's a thing that pops up a lot. One of the things that I think is actually a real thing that I learned about is I like to eat pasta a lot.
Yeah.
But it's hard when you're making it like for yourself to know exactly like how much to make.
So hard.
Right? You're thinking of that utensil.
Yes. There's the pasta distribution utensil.
Yeah,
I don't
what?
Know what it's called.
I've never heard of this.
Well, it's like, you know, the one with like the funky little like. Ridged,
it's
like
got lots of ridges
that,
around
like,
it,
that helps
but it's
you
like
grab
a scooper.
The spaghetti
oh, yeah.
to
totally.
Like serve spaghetti.
Yeah.
And it has a hole in the middle of it.
It sometimes has
yeah.
two holes.
Sometimes,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or sometimes one or whatever. But anyway.
Serving portions.
Yeah, that's supposed to be like yeah. a serving
what?
Size of spaghetti.
You can measure your spaghetti with that and
this
be like, this
time.
Is enough for one serving. This is enough for like two servings. Yeah.
I
and
had no
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
I think that's a real one.
I think I've seen that also on the internet, so it must be true.
But maybe there's some other
life.
Explanation for that one as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's funny about all these is exactly what you guys have pointed out. Like there's the like little pro tip life hacks on the internet that you look at and you go, oh man, that's cool. I really have been doing that wrong. But then there's like another whole side of the internet that is basically just them saying you're all doing this wrong. And it's just a bunch of like grumpy right. pants people saying, do mm-hmm. things my way
yeah.
because mm-hmm. this is the best way. And if you're not doing it this way, you're doing it wrong.
Right. We just like to look smarter than everybody else.
Right. So those are less fun to yeah. look at. When right. I found some of those feeds, I was like, all right, yeah. that's enough of that. But some of the genuinely like helpful life hacks are kind of fun.
Yeah.
So I just thought it might be a fun topic of conversation.
It is
today.
Very fun to think about. Fast forward.
All right, it's my turn for fast forward, thinking about the things that I am looking forward to. And we are into the month of April, and thus, of course, the weather is starting to change a little bit, although we're in Arkansas. And so really from like February through like April or maybe even May, you kind of get like summer and then spring and then winter, like all in the span
of
like a week.
It's very hard to dress.
Sprinter.
Right.
It is very confusing.
So it's very up and down. But I think generally things are getting warmer outside. Yeah. And I know this is one that probably, I'm guessing, maybe one of you will surprise me, but I'm guessing this is not something that you're going to relate to, but maybe there are similar things in a similar category.
I guess.
You would relate to, sure.
Is it running? No, I was going to say, he's looking forward to running.
I've already been doing that.
So. All right.
Yes. I'm looking forward to not running for a little bit, actually. But no, the spring activity I'm actually looking forward to is playing golf.
Oh, cannot relate. You're
I
right.
I was guessing that was probably the case.
Yeah.
But I'm going to at least try to make a case for golf, because I think golf gets a bad rap from a lot of people.
That's true.
Because, like, first of all, a lot of people like think about, oh, like I see a bit of it on TV or something like that. And it's so like the boring. Most boring thing to watch of all time, which as a golf fan, I disagree, but I also understand like why people think that. And I'm not offended by that. But playing golf, it's one of my favorite things to do.
Wow.
Because when the weather gets warm, you're outside, you're in nature. Usually golf courses are like super beautiful places, actually, like well manicured and the landscaping, all this kind of stuff. They're like very beautiful places to be. And you just get to spend 2-4 hours outside in the sun on like a nice spring day in a really nice place.
Yeah.
And it's not a super like taxing sport to play physically, but you're still playing a game or doing kind of a recreational activity. You know, like if you've ever been to a party and I don't know, played like croquet out in the yard or maybe some people are like pickleball fans or whatever your kind of go-to outdoor activity is. I feel like golf is that thing for me. It's not stressful. It's not taxing. It's just being outside, enjoying the springtime and getting to kind of chill, usually with like a good drink and a friend too.
Yeah, that's fun.
And yeah, so that's something I'm really looking forward to. The only downside is it's super expensive to play golf. So you gotta spend money every time you want to go play. But if you are not looking forward to golf, maybe there are, I don't know, other similar outdoor activities that you're looking forward to.
Definitely.
That time of year is almost here, where it's like, if we're not into June, July yet, where it's 100 degrees and we're dying every time we go outside.
Yeah.
You actually want to go spend a few hours outside.
That's true.
You know, like Zoe's gardening or things like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm really looking forward to.
We have some new lawn games.
Yeah.
My husband is a huge fan of lawn games. Yeah. So we got
cornhole,
a new
bocce
one.
Ball, like all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Bocce ball's fun.
Bocce ball's fun. We got a new one called Coob.
Ooh. Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
It's interesting. You throw like wooden dowels at wooden blocks and try to knock them over. And
there you go.
Sounds easy, but it's not. Turns out.
Yeah.
But
see,
it's fun. Yeah.
Golf is basically just like a really big, large scale yard game.
Yeah, totally.
You're going very far.
And pro tip, if you have a person in your life who likes golf and you don't, but you want to like support them in their, you know, recreational activity of choice.
Yeah.
One, just give them some space to go do it every once in a while.
Yeah,
or
totally.
If you want to go next level, I don't know if you've ever just like driven a golf cart around, but it's kind of fun. You could just go with them and be their caddy, which means I'll drive your golf cart around and read a book while you play golf. That's not a bad gig. Just throwing it out there.
That's not a bad gig.
And your person who is in your life who appreciates golf will very much appreciate the fact that you wanted to enjoy their activity with them.
Good call. I like that. That's a good pro tip right there. All right. Well, whatever your spring activity of choice, I hope you get to do that and get outside and enjoy the weather today. And we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Real FM Rewind. Make sure to check out all of our podcasts on the Real FM app or at real.fm. And don't forget, be kind and rewind.